91X News.
It's minus 6 and snowing as a special weather statement is in effect from the Environment Canada. Snowfall will likely have a significant impact on the afternoon commute, hazardous driving conditions from low visibility and bursts of heavier snow, and accumulating snow on untreated roads are expected. If you're driving, exercise caution and allow extra time to reach your destination. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Robert Champagne. Sloppy winter weather has prompted school bus cancellations across the Quinte region as much of the region braces for up to 15 centimeters of snow. Environment Canada says the snow is expected to taper off late in the afternoon or early in the evening. In the meantime, the roads are pretty slick out there. QNET reporter Joseph Karen is out there and files this report.
Driving around Belleville right now and the roads are pretty slippery. A number of drivers I've seen so far are taking their time during their commute. According to Ontario 511, road conditions from Cobourg to Kingston for both westbound and eastbound lanes have partly snow-covered roads with fair visibility. Staff Sergeant Aubertine of the Belleville Police says there has been one reported collision along Walbridge-Loyola Road at approximately 10:30 a.m. that has been soon cleared up since then. As well, school buses have been canceled in the area, allowing students to take a snow day.
The federal government is giving a big shot in the arm to a national center that works to protect children from sexual exploitation on the internet. Caribbean Rebo has a story for the Canadian Press.
Public Safety Minister Ralph Goodale will hold a news conference this morning detailing the Trudeau government's plan to give the Canadian Centre for Child Protection more than $4 million over 5 years. The new funding will allow the registered charity to develop and maintain an automated crawler called Arachnid, which can detect and pull child sex abuse images from cyberspace. The money will also assist in allowing the centre to keep operating cybertip.ca, a national tip line for reporting online sexual abuse and exploitation of children. Aaron Rebo, The Canadian Press.
Liberal Cabinet Minister Bardis Steiger says she's made clear to her top aides that if they ever hear of sexual misconduct allegations involving anyone in her office, they need to tell her about it. The Small Business and Tourism Minister says she's issued the direction after learning that her former chief of staff did not follow up on allegations that a colleague had made sexual suggestive remarks towards a young woman applying for a job.
Internally, we have made sure that I've spoken to my chiefs of staff to ensure that I am notified of these matters moving forward, because not only do I want to know, I need to know.
According to Huffington Post Canada, Miriam Dennis reported in August 2016 that a policy advisor in Chaguer's office had contacted her about a job opportunity through an online networking site, then made sexual comments during their meeting to discuss it. Alberta Premier Rachel Notley says her province is actively preparing measures to get the federal government to step up and resolve a trade dispute with British Columbia. Notley announced yesterday that her province is banning imports from BC wineries effective immediately, calling it a good step to working BC up to the fact that it can't attack her province's energy industry without a response. Last week, BC announced it plans to limit how much diluted bitumen can be shipped from the coast in a growing dispute over the Trans Mountain pipeline expansion. Tanks rolling down the streets of Washington could become a reality. U.S. President Donald Trump is calling on the Pentagon to organize a military parade to rival France's Bastille Day parade, which he attended last year. ABC Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz says shows of military might are usually put on by totalitarian regimes.
It could cost millions and we would pay for it. Our military, by the way, is still deployed around the world, has been fighting one war after another. There are readiness issues, budget issues, and we're certainly in an era where the military is already greatly respected, more than any other institution in this country. And selfless service is part of basic training. It is a core military value. I think what they would really like is a long-term budget.
A Pentagon spokesman says officials are aware of the request and are exploring options. For the second time in less than a month, Syria is accusing Israel of carrying out airstrikes on its soil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has warned his country will act to stop weapon transfers to the terrorist group Hezbollah and to stop Iran's growing military presence there.
The Syrian army says its air defense systems intercepted most of the Israeli missiles. A number of them did hit a military base and scientific research center just 7 miles north of Damascus, according to a human rights watchdog group. Arab media reports say Iranian forces are housed on the military base. The Israeli army is not commenting, but it is widely believed to have carried out dozens of strikes in Syria to stop advanced weapons and, more recently, on suspected Iranian positions. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Harley-Davidson is recalling nearly 175,000 motorcycles because the brakes might fail. ABC's Aaron Katerski has more.
More than 30 Harley-Davidson models from the 2008 through 2011 model years may have a problem with the brakes if the fluid isn't changed every 2 years, as the owner's manual says to do. Deposits can form and the anti-lock brake control can stick. There have been a few reports of crashes and a couple of injuries. Harley-Davidson dealers will flush and replace brake fluid starting later this month.
The U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration began investigating problems in July of 2016 after getting 43 complaints, including 3 reports of crashes and 2 injuries. That's QNET News on 91X to 1205. Sports is next.
Ugh, Daryl's late again. I'll see you at 5 and raise you 10.
Same old boring games night. Board Game Man is here to save the day.
Wow, Dungeons and Dragons, Magic, Warhammer, where did you get all of this?
Scallywag Toys, Belleville's neighborhood games and toy store.
Scallywag Toys is your headquarters for board games, card and dice games, games of all kinds. Scallywag Toys, 302 Front Street, downtown Belleville. For more info on gaming nights, go to scallywagtoys.ca.
In local sports, the Trenton Golden Hawks lost to the Pickering Panthers 4-2. The Loyalist Lancers men's basketball team beat the visiting Fleming Knights 94-49. Michael Stone scored with 3:30 left, and the Calgary Flames edged the Chicago Blackhawks 3-2. Dougie Hamilton and Sean Monahan also scored for Calgary. The Flames topped the Blackhawks 4-3 Saturday on Monahan's overtime goal in Calgary. Alexander Barkov scored twice, including the eventual winner, as the Florida Panthers topped the visiting Vancouver Canucks 3-1, and Colin White, who was with the Belleville Senators, scored his first NHL goal as the undermanned Ottawa Senators earned a 5-3 victory over the New Jersey Devils. The Toronto Raptors gained a little ground in the standings tonight. Kyle Lowry had 23 points, 8 rebounds, and 4 assists as the Toronto Raptors defeated the Boston Celtics 111-91. Toronto now trails Boston by 1 game for first place in the NBA's Eastern Conference. CJ Miles chipped in 20 points as the Raptors improved to 8-3 in their past 11 games. The spread of norovirus at the Pyeongchang Games has officials scrambling on the eve of the biggest event in South Korea in years. The norovirus spread began, according to Olympic organizers, on Sunday when private security workers started complaining of headaches, stomach pain, and diarrhea. Games organizers say 32 workers are being treated and are in quarantine. Dustin Byfuglien had a goal and an assist in his 800th NHL game as the Winnipeg Jets edged the Arizona Coyotes 4-3. Dmitry Kulikov scored the eventual winner in the second period for the Jets, who are 9-0-1 in their last 10 home games. Despite Arizona sitting in the last place in the NHL, Kulikov says Jets cannot take any opponent lightly.
There's no easy games at this point of the season, and you know you're gonna have to work for every goal. And you know they've pushed back, they've been close to scoring another goal and tying the game up. But you know the message is, we play 60 minutes every game.
The Pittsburgh Penguins beat the Vegas Golden Knights 5-4. Golden Knights left wing James Neal says too many mistakes doom them.
They're getting going at the right times. They're playing some good hockey. So you turn pucks over, they're gonna come back. It's gonna hurt you. So. Couple plays we like to have back. I thought we kind of fell asleep just for a second there, and then when you do that against them, they're going to make you pay, but good push at the end, but just a little bit too late.
The Belleville Sens play the Rochester Americans tonight at 7. The Indianapolis Colts have been shunned by their pick for head coach Ryan Burrow, reports.
After the Super Bowl, Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels was supposed to pack his bags and move his family to Indianapolis to take over as the new head coach of the Colts. But Tuesday evening, the Colts revealed McDaniels backed out and would remain in New England. The news came as a shock to the Colts front office, the team releasing a statement saying New England Patriots assistant coach Josh McDaniels would not be joining the team, adding, quote, "Although we are surprised and disappointed, we will resume our head coaching search immediately," end quote. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville is snow accumulating to 10 to 15 centimeters throughout the day and a high of minus 4. Tonight, the snow will clear up in the early evening with a low of minus 15. At 12:09, it's minus 6. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Robert Champagne. News on 91X next at 1 o'clock.